Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Comet Kid auf Lux FM mit Sweet Love. Heute Abend wird die Band aus Oslo spielen, im Privatclub und zwar im Rahmen der von Music Norway mitorganisierten Amber Showcase Veranstaltung. Dort im Privatclub dann außerdem auf der Bühne die Kapellen Yuma Sun und Pill and Boo. Das ist Norwegisch für Pfeil und Bogen. It's bow and arrow in Norwegian. That's what I found out today. Die sympathischen Herren von Comet Kid sind jetzt schon bei mir im Studio. Wir quatschen über ihr zweites Album Forces of Nature, das im Netz schon zu haben ist. Wir reden über die Vor- und Nachteile einer Crowdfunding-Kampagne. Wir quatschen über Auftritte vor König und Königin und vieles, vieles mehr. Zunächst aber sage ich nochmal hallo and willkommen Theodor, Alexander, Andreas, Svein und Håkne. Welcome, Comet Kid.
Thank you.
How are you Thank doing, you so everybody? Sure.
Dankeschön.
Dankeschön, bitteschön.
Vielen Dank.
Wie geht's? Alles gut bei euch?
Yeah, yes.
Everything all right?
Very good, very good.
You all speak a little German or what? I kind of like saw, looked into your faces while I was doing the presentation and you were like, yeah. What he says makes sense, kind of.
I think Hogner speaks a little bit German, but...
I had the German in high school subject, but...
But then you concentrated on playing the mandolin.
Yeah. Among other things.
And drums as well.
Yeah, yeah.
And now
yeah,
he's lost.
It's very common in Norway to study German for a couple of years, and it's very common to forget most of it.
Yeah, that's the same with French with me, actually. Oh, yeah. I had French in school, and if you'd sent me to France right now, I'd be lost. Yeah. Like totally lost. Maybe it would come back, but I don't know. Well, anyway, we're not here to talk about language skills. How's traveling been, actually? Where are you coming from today?
We came from Norway, from Oslo.
Yeah.
And traveling's been nice, and it's such a lovely day. It's sunny outside, so it's beautiful.
It's one of the first sunny days in Berlin this year after a long and dark winter. Long and dark winters, right?
We know long and dark winters.
We're still in the winter. We arrived in summer.
Yeah, so cool. Really. So welcome to springtime.
Thank you.
You've just released your second LP in Norway. And after you've tried crowdfunding in 2013, how did you finance this new record? Did you ask the crowd for money again, or did you have a label already that pre-financed
everything? We were looking for a label at the time when we were doing the record, but most of it is from when we played gigs this year. We had a lot of concerts last year, so most of the money came from playing concerts.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
cool.
So that was beautiful.
And it's a true indie record again then, right? Self-financed and self-produced.
Yeah, but no, this time we have Sony Music on board,
which makes it kind of like semi-indie.
Yeah, we made the record, but they wanted to.
I mean, that's the true definition of independent music, right? Everybody thinks that it has to do with some guitar sound or something, but it's just the fact that you've kind of like take care about your own music and the way that you finance it and the way you put it out, and it doesn't necessarily have to do with the record company being involved or not being involved, right? So what I wanted to know as well is, how do you guys compose? Because I've learned that Comet Kid started out as your solo project, so I guess the first songs were kind of like your songs and the band kind of like pimp them up.
Exactly how it worked.
But was it the same this time, or did the others have more influence on that new record?
A lot more. We've been writing songs together, and we've been jamming in studio.
Oh wow.
Or where we practice, it's
like
studio
in the 70s.
We practice. Yeah, and everything comes together by everyone putting their individuality into it.
Cool.
And I don't tell Hogner what to play on keys. He knows that best himself.
Sure.
So he's composing the stuff that he thinks suits the songs.
Yeah.
And we argue a little bit about what parts could go out and what parts could go in, and then we find a really good end product.
Yeah, no, I really think that one can feel that the band has more influence on that new record, because the mix of genres is a little bit wider again, and it's super danceable, funky kind of record. That's what I love about it. Because when I was looking at your photos and listening to the songs from the first record, I was like, okay, that's nice. But the new songs are so much more danceable. Was it important to you to make some danceable songs?
I think this album is more of a live album. We played a lot of live shows from the first record to the second record, and we wanted to capture some of that energy into the album as well. I think maybe that's because we like people dancing on our shows. So,
Maybe you had them in mind when you were composing some of those songs, right?
Yeah, of course. And
now, before we talk a bit more, let's listen to one of your songs. I've just played Sweet Love. That's one of the new songs. But you've brought a mandolin and acoustic guitar and a snare. I see a snare drum back there. I see a rhythm egg in the form of an orange, actually.
Yeah, very important.
Yeah, a rhythm egg, an orange-formed rhythm egg. It's something new to me as well. And now I want to listen to a song. Which song are you going to play for us, guys?
We're going to play Old Dirty Bastard.
Oh! Just give me one more second for the compression part here, so it doesn't sound too overcompressed. And I have to start the fake tape machine here that I've installed on a computer. Und jetzt hören wir, meine Damen und Herren, Old Dirty Bastard. Allerdings von Comet Kid aus Oslo in Norwegen.
She was a fighter, fighting for the lost causes. She was the fallen one. She had the faith, he had the rage. Together they wandered out in the woods, all found themselves a peaceful place. Oh, she was still blind. How he took out his gun. Oh, lay down your head, he said, and rest for a while. I'll take you away, my love, to a secret place. Oh, she was so tired, been walking for a while. Oh, he came smiling up in her eyes. She said yes. Then the rain started falling. Together they drove home, oh, home to her house. Oh, he was curious about her name. Oh, she said I am. Then he took out his knife. And rest for a while. I'll take you away, my love, to a secret place. Oh, he was running underneath the bridge of a silent city. Oh, running away from the demons chasing him. And rest for a while. We'll take you away, you know, to a secret place. Oh, she was standing tall, pointing the gun at his face. So, no more, got two bullets straight between his eyes.
Ow!
Oh, she was standing tall, pointing the gun at his face. So, we'll be right back.
bastard to a secret place. Yeah! Comic Kid live, and großer Applaus. Applaud yourselves, gentlemen, because that's been a great Thank you. You know, I was just thinking of The Burning Hell, a Canadian band, and their song, My Name is Matthias, because there's one part of the song where he goes like, one day I might get hit by a bus or get cancer, but right now all I am is just an incredible dancer. I like the way you dance, my man. I really like. I saw that in the videos of yours when you were playing some live shows. You have to see them live, people, because Theodore is such a great dancer. I mean, forget about the music. Just look at his dancing. The thing, when I prepared for this interview, I found out that you played for the King and the Queen of Norway right after you actually started the band, right?
Yeah.
Now, I want to know, is that something normal in Norway that you play for the King and the Queen? Do they have to, like, decide that you're gonna go on tour like back in the days in ancient Rome, where the thumbs going up or down, or why how did that happen that you play for the King and the Queen?
It was very coincidental. I was rigging up the tents for the birthday of the Crown Prince, and then this girl came over to me and she said, "Can I show you music to Mette Marit,
okay,
the Crown Princess?"
Uh-huh.
And she did, and she said, like, "This is cool music. Do you want to come play?"
So Mette Marit gave your music to the King.
Yeah,
and that's, he said, crazy. It's cool.
I like
did
that.
You know that Mette Marit once did an interview in Germany, and the guys who did the lighting for the interview, they went for a little too much light.
Yeah,
and then they burned Mette Marit. Oh. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I haven't heard
and
about that.
I know a guy who was actually at the scene, at the set where that happened. And all the guys who were working in the lighting department, they made themselves T-shirts that said, "I burned Mette Marit." it's really true. True story.
We have a lot of laughs.
I'm sorry.
You know, apologize to the King and Queen.
No, nobody laughed at this point. We are Flux FM. We're actually using the jingle machine for the laughs. The band did not laugh at all about my Mette Marit jokes. No, you're wrong, Norway. So tonight's show, are you actually familiar with the other bands? Do you know the guys from Jumason and Pill and Bowie?
Yeah, they're in the same booking. So we've been playing with Jumason before.
Okay.
And we saw Pill and Bowie live in Trondheim.
Okay.
When they
play. Cool.
It's really, really good.
And what kind of music do they bring up on stage?
Pill and Bowie is almost like a mashup between, can I say, Black Keys and heavy metal.
Yeah, sounds good. That sounds good to me.
It's really hard, and it's one guitar player and one drummer.
Okay.
And the guitar player is hooked up to a bass amp. And a guitar amp.
Sounds
and
good.
And it's three different microphones that he uses to sing in.
A little bit of Satanism involved, maybe?
No. Hopefully not.
I mean, coming from Norway, a little bit of metal. I mean, as long as it's part of the show, there's nothing to say against a little Satanism here and there. And Jumason, what's their sound like?
Jumason is more like Western rock.
Okay.
But they keep on telling everybody they're from hell when they start the show. So there's a little bit of Satanism in there.
Yeah, there is.
See, if you're into Hail Satan, you'll probably have to go to the Privatclub tonight, heute Abend. Also drei Bands dort auf der Bühne, alle veranstaltet von einer Booking-Agentur. Und zwar von der Booking-Agentur Amber Showcase. Und die wird mitveranstaltet wird das Ganze von Music Norway. Los geht's um 19 Uhr im Privatclub. Und wer da hingehen möchte, ohne 8 Euro Eintritt zu bezahlen, der ruft mich jetzt an. 030 2000 9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück. 030 2000 9000. In Berlin jetzt anrufen, wer durchkommt, der kann sich norwegische Musik vom Feinsten angucken heute Abend im Privatclub. So I just gave away some tickets for tonight's show. If you want, you could play me another song, because I mean...
That would be lovely.
I'm so into engineering right now. I love the engineering part of this show. So let's do another song. Which one is that going to be?
Are we going to do Batman?
Okay, so from Old Dirty Bastard to Batman?
Yeah.
That sounds good. Sounds like a plan. Hier sind nochmal Comet Kid heute Abend im Privatclub.
Yep, we're going. Oh, he was a hero as dark as the night, and he came as a shadow when the light struck the sky. On the outside, he seemed pretty fine, but he kept all his secrets deep inside his mind. Oh, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Batman, put your cape on tonight. I said, Batman, put your cape on tonight. I said, Batman, put your cape on tonight. Save a city. All the villain was big, stood his ground like a king. But Batman took down with a swing. Then he turned around, looked the girl in the eye, said, stop hanging out with these guys. Oh, oh, oh. Put your cape on tonight. I said, Batman, put your pants on tonight and save the city. And the girl with a fire, I said, oh, do you dare tonight? And oh, fragile food for the city cooks on a starry night, and I fall too deep this time, and I take a step into the fire. Oh, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, Batman, put your cape on tonight.
Nochmal Comet Kid auf Flux FM, another applause. You have to do it for yourself because there's nobody else in the studio than us. Thank you. That was a great performance. Thanks a lot. And as soon as I need a studio band to play like jingles and stuff regularly, I'm going to ask you guys again because it's really fun to watch you guys play. One really can feel that you're not in it for the money. although I don't want to say that you're not going to make any money with this. The future's looking bright. Oh, Comet Kid, thank you a lot for visiting us. And please come back again as soon as you visit Berlin the next time. I got to have more of this. Have fun at tonight's show. And see you next time. Comet Kid, Wanders live auf Flux FM.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye.